this is one horse that we certainly be watching out for this Saturday.
Coming after the Mule Deal, and here's Probabil. Probabil ranged up on the outside. She's taken the lead. Probabil, she drew clear for Mayatia Lad. And behind them next, there we've got Beauty Diva, and still there, Your Deal, but shut the gate. Probabil, brilliant. Wide draws did not matter. Second over is...
That's Probabil winning the Karaka Millions a few weeks ago and is trained by Jamie Richards, who's at the trials this morning. So we thank him for joining us in New Zealand. Morning to you, Jamie.
Morning, Andrew. How's things?
Yeah, very well. Good to talk to you again, mate. Geez, she couldn't have been more impressive to win that Karaka Million.
Yeah, she's pretty high-class filly, we think. Sort of drew out and had to get back and make a long, sustained run. But, did a good job to put them up and put them away.
Has it always been the plan to come across and have a run in the Magic Night as you are on Saturday?
Yes, it has been, Andrew. Brendan and Joe Lindsay and Henry Plumtree were keen to get her over. And Henry sort of identified this race as a nice lead-in to the sires in 3 weeks' time. So that's what we're there for.
Okay. Was there ever a thought of the slipper or not?
She still holds a nomination. But, you know, she'd probably have to win and be very impressive on Saturday to give any thought to backing up, I would think. But I'll leave that decision to Brendan and Joe once we see how she races on Saturday.
Understand. Well, help our listeners out. Describe it to us. And you mentioned that barrier in the Karaka Million. You had slightly better barriers in a previous three runs. What sort of a pattern is a normal one for her?
She usually gets back a little bit. So probably the barrier didn't matter at the Karaka Million, but to draw the outside there, it didn't make things easy for her. But yeah, she gets back a little bit, charges home, very relaxed, really well-grown, 16 hands, beautiful filly, you know, very strong and correct and moves well.
And did they breed her?
No, David bought her at Karaka and on-sold her to Brendan and Joe after the sale.
Okay, righto. Well, there's been a couple of good eyes that have spotted her along the way already anyway.
Yeah, I think Brendan and Joe were the underbidder, and David was really keen to get her, and, they did a bit of business after the sale.
Yeah, David Ellis, of course, who you do a lot of training for, obviously. She's travelled overnight or travelled late in the afternoon yesterday into Sydney. How's she cope with that being the first major trip away?
She left a little bit of feed last night, as is to be expected. She sort of didn't really get settled in her box till about midnight last night. Dad travelled over with her, and he said it was very warm there last night. So, look, she's going to take a couple of days to settle in, but she was bright and happy having a quiet canter this morning. And we'll run her blood tomorrow morning, make sure everything's spot on. But her temperature's been good, and, she's a laid-back filly that won't take long to settle in.
Yeah, that's good. And I presume that you've kept the work up to her since the Karaka Million on, well, it was our Australia Day?
Yeah, she trialled it here in New Zealand a week ago today, and did a little bit of work on Saturday, and we'll do a little bit more work Thursday over there, as long as everything goes on during the week. But, she's up to the mark where she needs to be.
And just listening to you, Jamie, you're very enthusiastic about the quality of her.
Yeah, she's she's a really exciting filly for the stable, and Opie speaks very highly of her, and when he starts sort of making those comments, you've got to prick your ears up and start listening.
Yeah, and he's coming across?
Opie will come across and ride her, yep. He's keen to stick with her in the Australian campaign.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, let's get through the Magic Night on Saturday, and then that'll determine whether you do the backup, or it sounds like maybe you feel that she's just going to appreciate getting over a bit of ground.
Yeah, the 1400 would be ideal. She's not, obviously, the Australian horses are bred for speed, real 6 furlong, sharp sort of horses. She looks like a filly that might just need a little bit more distance. And, we're trying to do something that doesn't often happen, come over and beat the Australians at their specialty. So we'll see how we get on.
Yeah, it sounds like you couldn't have done much more with Probabil. Can I ask you, I know you're there this morning at the trials. You've trialled a couple of handy ones that could end up in Sydney or Brisbane?
Our Aberdeen won the first heat, and she will go to Brisbane, all going well. She'll have a couple of runs here, or one run here anyway. She's going to run fresh in the Tiara Breeders first weekend in April, and then she could be set for races like the Hollandale, Doonan Cups, those sorts of races. And Avon Targe trolled in heat two. She won her heat nicely, and Dave just wants to have a good look at her replay, and we'll just see how she does in the next couple of days. But there's a chance she could come over next Monday and run either in the Derby Munro or the birthday card as a lead into to something over the championships.
Okay. You rate her quite highly as well, Avantage?
Yeah, she had six or seven starts and only been beaten in one. She's a very exciting filly that had a little hold-up during the spring, but she's had a nice spell and we're happy with how she's coming to hand.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, we'll wait and see what you and the team decide there with Avantage by this time next week. It sounds like, sometimes you just got to be patient and bring them at the right time, Jamie. You watch Australian racing regularly, obviously. You just got to pick the right ones to bring over.
Pick the right horses, Andrew, and bring them, when they're fresh legs. It's very hard for horses to come over at the end of their preparation and be competitive over there against the big boys. So, yeah, as you say, identify the right horses, bring them over, hopefully in the right form, and, we can be competitive with the right horses.
Good on you, Jamie. I know you're busy there at the trials. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. We'll see you here on the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.